It was not long, however, before Prince Humperdinck, Count Rugen, and the royal search party caught up with them just outside the fire swamp. Wesley was ready to fight to the death, but Buttercup could not bear to see her love perish again. She promised to marry the prince as planned if Wesley were set free. As the prince's horse carried Buttercup away, Wesley noticed something odd about Count Rugen. His right hand had 6 fingers. Wesley awoke in a dark room, his body immobilized inside a strange mechanical device. This was the Pit of Despair. Count Rugen stood over him. "I have created this machine to suck away your life," said the Count. "Allow me to demonstrate." The Count raised a lever, which released a stream of water, which turned the gears. In a moment, Wesley could feel the life being ripped away from inside him. The Count lowered the lever. "Interesting," he said, as Wesley whimpered in helpless agony. At last, the wedding day arrived, and the newly married Queen Buttercup stepped out to greet her people. The royal subjects welcomed her cheerfully until one old hag stepped out from the crowd shouting, "Boo! Boo! Your love lives and you marry another! You're the queen of filth, the princess of refuse! Boo! Boo!" Buttercup awoke from her nightmare and realized she could not marry Prince Humperdinck. The scheduled wedding was 3 days away. She ran to the prince's chamber and announced that she could only love Wesley. She would die before she married another. The prince agreed to send his 4 fastest ships to find Wesley and offer his love back to him. "But if he should turn you down, would you consider me as an alternative to suicide?"